You are listening to Concert Blast.
My little darling is a firecracker.
Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you.
What part of no don't you understand? All I know is you're sure looking good in my shirt. Well, I'm giving up on love.
I'm Kelly Bradshaw from WCLT T100 out of Newark, Ohio, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Kathy talking to you from Chicago, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Bill Jordan rocking to you from New Jersey, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Emily from Chattanooga to Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Jackie from Cincinnati, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Rachel Williams, and I am at 2008 CMA Music Festival here in Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
You've been flirting, dancing, kissing me all night. If you keep this up, something's bound to ignite. You whisper that you need me. Oh, you love to tease me. Lord, it's getting hot in here. You're a fire starter. I see what you do, and I'm getting smarter. Yeah, I'm catching on to you. Light a match, then fan the flames. Watch me burn, then walk away. You think that I can't take the heat? Oh, but started with me.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Mike Arnold and
Brian Hasbrook.
This particular show is going to be focusing on Friday and all the events that went on Friday and Friday night at the stadium.
We're talking about all day long events. Me and Brian got downtown about 10:30. It was a hot day, wasn't it, Brian?
Man, every day was a hot day. The temperature average, it climbed a notch or two every day. It ranged anywhere from 92 to 96 degrees and very little or no shade.
We got there relatively early, and there was this all kinds of different type of events that people were giving away. They were doing actually dogs that would jump out into this water to see how far they could jump.
Well, that was a national contest, actually.
Was it really? I mean, there was all kinds of different type of events like that.
Well, everything was about sporting events, hunting, fishing, everything to do with outdoor sports.
So then we headed over to the main river stages over there. Lori Morgan was the first person we saw.
Well, actually, her band was the first thing we saw. Remember that, Tom?
Because great point.
They started playing the intro to Watch Me. Remember that? Yeah. And they played for about 3-4 minutes. Then Lori finally comes wandering out. She said, "Guys, I'm really sorry." I said, "All of a sudden, I heard my song playing." They said, "Is that me? Or is that somebody else?" I said, then she found out it was supposed to be her.
Of course, she laughed about it, but the crowd really enjoyed her. She still has a great voice. I'm surprised we don't see more of her, but the fans definitely loved her. She was playing on this Friday.
Yeah, man, we just happened to walk up. We didn't even know she was playing today.
The Concert Blast is here again. It is Friday.
during the day, and it's hot in here, Brian.
Yeah, man, we're on by the Grease Lightning stage on the river.
Luckily, we've got a nice little breeze. There's all kinds of artists going to be playing today, so we're going to give you short little clips throughout the entire day. But Lori Morgan's playing in the background.
For those of you that come to Fanfare every year, it's a good chance to catch up with old friends. And the people I'm about ready to bring out are old friends. Not only to me, but to you guys out there too. Over 10 million albums sold. They got a brand new song on the radio called Let Me Love You. I'm going to let you guys do the intro. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, and we go Lone Star. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome 1, 2, 3.
We just kind of wandered around. I mean, there's, again, a lot of events going on, a lot of different, you know, giveaways. So we kind of cooled off at the Wild Horse.
Well, before we went to the Wild Horse, we went by I think it was Bluebell Ice Cream was giving away ice cream. We must have ate about 4 or 5 of those things a piece every day while we were there, because they were giving it out and we were taking it, brother. So
I asked them how many do they give out a day, and they said 5,000.
Wow. I believe it, because it's so hot. That ice cream was so good. No doubt about it. But, of course, it's nice and cold, so it felt great. Hey, and then Concert Blast was invited to a special invitation fan club party for Rachel Williams. And it's funny, Mike had actually talked to Rachel last year, so we were very pleased to see her fan club show.
Come a long way in that 1 year, and she mentioned that.
She really did, and I mean, me and Brian were impressed. I mean, she really can sing, got a great band. She actually came up to us, said, "Oh, are you Concert Blast?" And I said, "Yes, we are." She said, "We'd like to do a short little interview with Rachel," and they said, we'll set that up for you.
We actually had to go outside with Rachel because Tom and I were going to do it inside at the club we were at. The club is Fuel. We were going to do it inside, but we found out there was no good location. There's no private location. There's always music playing. So Rachel was nice enough to go outside the building and talk to Tom and I for a few minutes.
We just had the pleasure of just seeing a fantastic show here today, and that would be by who, Brian?
Rachel Williams.
And even better than that, we've got Rachel Williams right next to us here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Rachel Williams, obviously. I've been here in Nashville for about 4 years and just plugging away, been on the road, open for everybody from Winona to Jason Aldean and all that stuff. I'm originally from just outside of Detroit, just making the final laps before superstardom now.
Hey, you got to keep wearing it out, don't you?
Of course. Yes, I mean, I'm having the time of my life, and what better way than to celebrate what we do all year long than here at CMA Fest. So we're having a blast.
One thing I thought was interesting when you were on stage, you were comparing last year compared to this year and the fans and everybody coming together.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, just last year, you know, I had a single out on the radio doing the smaller markets and everything, and I had been on the show Nashville Star. So, you know, we had a good crowd. We had a lot of people that came up to recognize me before, but this year, I don't know. I just, with my space, and with the base that we drew from last year, it just totally expanded. And so the lines have been incredible, and fans have been just so awesome, buying the CD, wanting as much Rachel Williams stuff as they can get. So it's so cool. And especially, you know, people walking around downtown to catch my show here at Fuel. And so many people are going to come out to the show tomorrow night, too. So it just feels good to know that all your efforts are paying off. The fan base is expanding even as we speak. So it's good.
Well, Rachel, I was wondering, during your last song, you had a little bit of snafu with your mic cord. Well, and that reminds me, well, what would be your most embarrassing moment on stage? I know that couldn't have possibly been.
Oh, man. You know, it's always bad, too. Sometimes I forget my band members' names or something, and like, and if I'm like really doing like a tonsil stretching song, then when I try to talk in between songs, sometimes it sounds like I'm going through puberty, you know, like my voice cracks, like, oh, right. Hey, thank you so much, it was a great song.
Exactly.
But you know, I mean, nothing too mortifying has happened, honestly. But I mean, the mic cord thing was definitely interesting, but I mean, we rebounded pretty much immediately after, so apparently they trained me well.
Tell us a little bit about the name of your CD and help promote yourself a little bit there.
All right. Well, the name of my latest CD is called Lonely at the Bottom, and we released it right before Fanfare last year. It's got 16 songs. I wrote 12 of the 14 tracks on there, and I'm just really, really, really proud of it. It's got everything from, you know, contemporary country to more pop rock stuff to southern rock, and just pretty much puts all my influences into one CD. You can look me up online at rachelwilliamsonline.com. I'm also very MySpace and Facebook savvy, so look me up on there too. Just check me out, give me a listen, let me know what you think, and we'll be friends.
The CMA Fest is pretty much a 90-mile-an-hour thing for all the artists.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give us a little glimpse of what your week looked like?
Oh, man. Well, you know, yesterday I had it easy because I just had a few interviews, but basically, I mean, being at the level that I'm at right now, I'm not a Carrie Underwood, I'm not any of at that point yet. I mean, it'll come soon, but
positive thinking.
Exactly. But you know, it's just kind of like you have got to be there working your tail off if you really want this to be beneficial for both ends at all. And so I've been at the convention center from 9 a.m. to when it closes at 6, and then today the only break I took was to go play the acoustic corner for 45 minutes, came back to the booth, signed another hour, walked down here, just did the show. So now we're going to go tear down, and so I've been waking up at 6 and getting beautified. It's very hard. I mean, putting rollers in this hair and all this makeup and being out the door by 8 o'clock, I'm not used to it.
Especially this heat.
Exactly. But it's been crazy, and tomorrow we have a big show, and so I'll be at the booth all day. But you know what? It's so much fun. It's exhausting. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's not, but that adrenaline that you get when you see a line and see little kids are so excited to meet you and people who actually want to take their picture with you, it's so cool.
There
so it's definitely worth it.
I just wondered, how does a Detroit girl, town known for rock and roll, end up singing country?
Yeah, I
know. Oh, that's right.
Well, you know, my grandparents grew up here in the South, and so country music was always just very prominent in their household. My grandpa actually took us to see the Judds when I was 2 years old at the Michigan State Fair. And so apparently even at that young age, I knew that I was born to be a diva in some form or fashion.
There you go.
So yeah, I just grew up singing it like my entire life, and definitely was influenced by Winona, Bob Seger, Bonnie Raitt, all those people, and just kind of came out this way.
Tell us what you're most thankful for.
Oh man, you know, obviously not to sound cliche, but I mean, I'm so thankful that I have the gift to do what I do, and the drive, you know, that God instilled in me, the drive to keep doing this, and the fact that I have the most incredible support system ever. I mean, if it weren't for my parents and my managers and just everybody along the way helping me, I definitely would not be at this place. So I can't take all the credit at all, because there are so many people that helped put me here, and I'm forever indebted and grateful to them. So definitely,
man, we really enjoyed your show. Check out Rachel Williams at
rachelwilliamsonline.com.
There you go. Enjoy the show.
You know, she really has a dedication to really try to make, and that's what it takes. So then I got a chance to leave, and Brian, I had to stick around for Mike for the big Friday night stadium show, which great artists. Unfortunately, I had to go play some softball. So, oh well.
We headed to the stadium that night and started off with Ashton Shepherd doing a couple of numbers. Then it went into a really good artist who just got nominated by the fans of Male Vocalist of the Year, Jack Ingram.
Love you, love this town, love this mother-loving truck that keeps breaking loving down. There's only one four-letter word that'll do. Love you.
After Jack Ingram came out was Lady Antebellum. Very impressive.
They had a very short set, as all the artists do, but they were very well-presented vocals, very good stage show, and they climbed up the charts, risen in popularity quite a bit in just a year's time.
How about, baby, we make a promise tonight, promise anything more than one night. Complicated situations only get worse in the morning light. Hey, I'm just looking for.
Next, I got bored sitting in the stands, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go down there and see what Brian does. I'm going to be a part of that. As I went down there, Miranda Lambert came on stage. I was impressed. I didn't think I was going to like her, guys. I was shocked, because I really like her a lot.
This girl's right on the edge of being a rock chick, man. Say it like it is. She could go either way. She can stay country artist. She can cross over to rock with a very at ease in both genres. I just loved her to death. I thought she was great.
Came out with an announcement before the next act came on. We'll just listen to what they just said.
And tonight, surprise, just might be a country music superstar from another country. I don't know. I'm just saying that when we get to the end of the show,
So what they're saying now, there's going to be a special guest tonight, a country music superstar from another country. And of course, everybody knows that's Keith Urban. So we were all getting ready for Keith Urban. I have never seen Keith Urban. I knew he could play the guitar real well.
It was a big surprise, especially for the female country music fans out there.
After Miranda Lambert went off the stage, we got ready for Carrie Underwood, who I was excited about seeing for the first time.
Absolutely, and Carrie, as always, looks beautiful up on stage. I was walking around the stadium floor, as Mike was doing by then, and I was just observing not only what was going on stage, but I was observing the people. And it is so strange to watch all these people sing in unison with the artist. A stadium full of people singing.
Listen to this group that I had singing with us. Here's another group singing some Carrie Underwood song. We just ended Carrie Underwood here at the CMA Festival. I'm still down here on the ground, have a lot of people singing, as you just heard, and we are having a great time. How did y'all like Carrie Underwood?
Love her.
Love her. Oh, she's great. She's the best.
She rocks.
We love Carrie Underwood.
She does.
All
right. As you heard, she put on a great show, didn't she, girls? Y'all ready for Josh Turner?
Woo!
Y'all ready for Faith Hill?
Woo!
But are you ready for Keith Urban?
Woo!
Everybody loved her, didn't they?
Even when Carrie was singing, you could hear the crowd singing with her. It was so cool to hear that.
I mean, literally, you're talking about 60,000 fans out there singing your song, almost as loud, if not louder, than you are. I mean, that's got to really do something to them. The thing I thought was a little strange, you know, I wasn't able to go. Carrie came out with shorts. You know,
well, it was hot.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't anything wrong with it.
Said the temperature was hot.
The weather, not Carrie.
Oh, my goodness. I noticed the new country artist, Megan Linville, was in the crowd with her publicist, Brianna. They were there, and I was thinking, you know what would be really neat is to have a group of people to go up to her and say, hey, I want your autograph, and notice her as being the new country artist. And so what I did, I had a group of people that was singing, you know, along with Carrie Underwood, and I got them all together, and I gave them all sheets of paper, and I asked them to go to her and yell her name, Megan Linville, Megan Linville, and to ask for her autograph. What a great surprise. Listen to this.
Hey, Megan Linville's here tonight, and oh my God. Yes, sir! New country sensation, Megan Linville! Yeah!
I've seen his tie before, and I know he's a guitar stalker.
Shocked, and so was the publicist. And I took a picture of that too. I believe it's you might see it on concertblast.com on the website. I said, okay, I've had enough of running around and seeing what Brian does. I went back up to my seat, and as I sit down, they announced the next act, Josh Turner. When he started hitting those low notes, my seat rumbled.
Yeah, I noticed if the higher are you up, and we were up high when you sat down, that's why I like being on the field. But literally, Josh has got such a low voice that it literally shakes your seat.
I saw him last year. It's lower than low. It's just amazing, but it's clear.
We did have somewhat of a surprise this Friday evening. Billy Ray Cyrus came strolling out on the stage, which none of us were expecting. They just talked a little bit for a while, teased us a little bit. Well, Miley's right backstage. I want her to come back out. And, of course, the whole crowd screaming. I don't even know if she was here or not. He's looking great, man. He looks better than he did 15 years ago.
Next came up was Jake Owen doing a couple of numbers on an acoustic guitar as they were setting up the set for Faith Hill. And Faith Hill came out there and rocked that place. I didn't realize how energetic she would be.
And one thing, a lot of people who don't know much about Faith, this year, this is her only scheduled performance in 2008.
Well, when Faith Hill left the stage, we got the surprised artist who we talked about earlier. Keith Urban came out on the stage.
But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
The Keith Urban Show, real quick, we tried to get over to the Whiskey Falls show. They were doing a set on the stage in front of the Hard Rock Cafe, and they had that whole parking lot jam-packed, and they were rocking. Oh, man, it was so much fun.
It was, till I almost tripped and fell on top of a woman. There was a sidewalk I didn't notice, and I said, hey, how you doing?
Got a little close and personal there, didn't you? Didn't mean to.
We heard them doing their hit, coming over the bridge as we was walking close, and we said, oh man, it's gonna be ending soon. They were doing Last Train Running. And then when we got there, they were into the middle of Rod Stewart's song, Stay With Me, and then they went into the song Whiskey Falls. Man, that place was going crazy, weren't they?
Man, I wish we could have caught the whole set. And actually, me and Mike left Keith Urban a little early to make sure we caught a little of it, because we've liked these guys since the onset.
And when they finished, they came up to us and said hello. And that was so neat. When the artist comes up to you and they remember you from, we did an interview with them last year and saw their set. We've known Damon Johnson since the beginning of our show, like from show 13, I think it was.
Alice Cooper days.
Yeah. But now we're in the 130s, so we've known Damon for a long time. He was extremely busy, had people surrounding him, so all he could do to us is say hi. Hi, see you. But everybody else had time to stop by and say hi to us, and it was a lot of fun. We ended the night there, and it was late. I bet we didn't get in until 1 or 2 in the morning.
Wow, man, I know I got to sleep at night about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It was late.
And what made it really late was the next morning, we started at a fan club party for John Barry at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I barely remember that, but yeah.
That's going to wrap up Friday's recap of the CMA Festival and what we did and what we were involved with. Send us your thoughts on our shows at concertblast@gmail.com, and there's always a vote link on our website. On the right-hand side, there's a vote. Just click it, and it goes right to Podcast Alley. We appreciate all your votes and raising us in the rankings of the podcast. Now, we also want to thank you all, the people we met. Thank you all for all the invitations, too. And this is Mike signing off.
And this is Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off. Have a good evening.
And until next time, God bless you. I'll see you.
Woo-hoo. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow.
You get the low, boo.
Low. How low can you go?